Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Two, three, four. You didn't. But no. You were way off on the beat.
Count me in.
I'll give you eight.
Okay.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Well, what are you doing now?
Five, six.
No, but that was, I was counting it. All right.
Okay, go ahead. Count me in.
Five. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You know, like,
I was the guy who said, no, I don't want to get the toy drum kit for Mates Worldwide.
But you know how Silicon Valley, those guys all have like all their fun things, and they got pool tables and they got drum set. And I was like, a drum kit would be fun.
Right. And I wanted the pool table.
Right. But that's why you got $1,000 in your pocket to go out and suss the pool table.
Yeah.
I got the drum kit. I don't care if we have a pool table or not. I know what you think. We're going to get girls if we have the pool table.
We're going to get so many girls.
I don't think it's true. I think that's a – what's a thing where people say it's a thing but it's not a thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A trope? Something like that.
Yeah, a meme.
A meme. Yeah, a gif.
It's a gif.
It's a gif, right. So I think that is a false gif.
Well
– if you got a pool table, you get girls.
If you got a pool stick, you get girls.
I'm talking about – on top.
About a nice pool cue.
And a really good one because they see it.
Yeah.
Where did you get that made? Down in Providence, Rhode Island. There's a guy down there who crafts pool cues.
He's a master pool cue craftsman.
Yeah, yeah. And look at the finish on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to finish on this one.
Because you were trying to get the ball.
Yeah, you get
oil
and the rosewood, and you get the whole thing.
Yeah. And then it's really
– oh, it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous cue. Welcome to Mates, everybody. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. With my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
We've got it. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. I reversed the thing that you sometimes do.
Well, it's a little bit like you took my bit.
No, it's all like I improved it. You know how you do a bit and right. It's awful, and then I kind of like improve it?
Uh-huh.
That's sort of what I was getting at.
All right. We got a humdinger for you today.
Oh, man. I feel like... Sometimes, you know, we just cull through, we open the vault, and some days we don't know, we're feeling kind of sluggish. But today we got a drum kit, we're on our way to get a pool table for Mates Worldwide HQ, and I kind of feel like we got a snack to keep it popping, keep it snappy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You said keep it snappy, and
snappy.
That's a...
I also did this, snippy. You got a thing on your microphone. I'm just going to move it. There we go.
That's a little clue.
It was. I don't know if the viewers... Again, we've been getting a lot of mail from the last couple of podcasts, which we do. And this is the fact that we have a last couple of podcasts means we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Back to snack.
We assume... Almost, but back doesn't rhyme with snack.
Back and snack rhyme.
Here's what rhymes. Snack... And snack, because it's the same. See how that back is going
to... Right.
But I thought Michael was dead.
I thought Tom was dead.
And he thought I was dead. And so we were off for a decade. But now we're back.
Happily so.
And you, Michael, entertain the viewers. Again, we get a lot of mail about whether or not they're viewers. This is something I thought we'd put to bed. That's an expression... Meaning we're over the issue.
Right.
I don't actually mean put to bed. Do you know what I mean? We didn't put these people to bed. We didn't put – I mean we put the issue – putting it to bed means I thought the issue was done with. Do you understand the expression?
I do, but I'd like to clarify that during our hiatus
– We're doing this in C major, by the way.
Yes. During our hiatus, to make a little extra income because, you know, I wasn't getting the snack income – I would periodically go to viewers' homes, mm-hmm. and again, we put it to bed, and I would put them to bed.
Interesting. So to make
$50
a
pop.
To make a little side jack, you'd be there like, okay, night-night, Melissa.
Good-night, Melissa. Yeah. Good-night, Bill. Yeah. Yeah, good-night,
Simon.
Sure, Simon.
Simon.
Well, sure.
Whoever it was. You just put him to bed, get yourself a little
bed, $50
walk and smack.
Yep.
Oh. So you just like had a little walk-around money.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah, you do. No, it's funny. I had the same trouble. Without the windfall of mates... It's a funny story. I'm out with LeBron James, and you know he's got a big crew, right?
Yep.
Now this is before he committed to Cleveland, so you can imagine like the kind of like just crazy discussions that are happening when you're out. Like it was like this: ask me, are you going to Cleveland?
Are you going to Cleveland?
Hey man, you know what I mean? Like that right. kind of thing, right? So it's just like crazy. It's like rapid fire and dynamic.
Wow.
I figure. I'll pick up the meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a posse of about 27 guys.
Including you?
No, I don't know. I'm not part of the posse.
You're just hanging out with them.
I have an application in.
Does he know you're there?
I don't know that he knows I'm there, but I'm talking to a guy I saw get in the elevator with the posse.
Got it.
So I assume I'm in there.
Right.
Right? So we're at dinner. I'm at a table close to theirs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah.
I'll just pick it up, right? Silly me, Michael. I don't have that mate's windfall cash.
Right.
So...
Right, you're still living like, oh, it's the salad days of mates.
I don't care, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, like private jet to Monaco. Let's go. I don't care.
Right.
You know, where is that? Is there a big kind of castle on the top of Austria? I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm going now for 8 hours. You know, like, give me your finest room. You know, did Elton John stay here? Give me the room Elton John stayed in. Like that.
Right.
Okay.
And let's have Elton John play while I'm there.
Is he there? Can he play?
Right.
He's in London. Fly him in. So that's going to be, I don't care how much it's going to be, a little thing called mates, a little thing called mates, and then they give me a wink, and I know we're cool. Okay, so there I am in that mode. Michael, I don't have the cash.
Right.
You know, I say I'll pick up the bill. I am so embarrassed because I can't afford it.
What's the bill? What's the total?
It's somewhere in the high five figures. Let me put it that way. All right? Because we're having a lot of muichendum.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which is a kind of steak.
Yeah.
So we're having the Muich Shandun steak. And I, Michael, I'm like feeling like I should be living large. They dropped that high five figure bill on me. Michael, I wash dishes in that fucking blaze.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For months.
Months you're washing dishes.
Michael's high five figures.
Whew.
Months I was washing dishes.
Well, when you think about it, though.
Go ahead.
If they're paying their dishwashers in the high five figures over a period of just months,
oh yeah,
they're paying really well.
No, those guys.
Those are paying. That's great dishwashing
they're
wages.
They're all like mob runner guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't even wash the dishes themselves. They come in with the whites on, you know,
right.
But they don't wash the dishes.
So who's washing? You're washing the dishes.
I'm washing the dishes.
But
they're
saying you're getting paid a small fortune to wash dishes.
five figures.
Yeah. How many months?
Here's what those guys were doing.
Hold on a second. How many months?
9 months.
9 months, and you're making.
Think about this.
Close to six figures.
Yeah, but I'm also working 24 hours a day. No sleep.
Okay,
no sleep. 24 hours. And here's what they're doing. I clean the dishes. As a joke, as a lark, they put the clean dishes back to be washed. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it was mental torture. I can tell you that.
Yeah. It's already clean, Rocco.
Ha ha. Wash it again.
I'll tell you when it's clean.
Yeah.
Broadway.
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, Broadway. How was your night? Well, not great. You know, I don't care, Broadway. Show must go on. And then they'd high-five and walk out with their cigars.
Right.
Show must go on, Broadway. I will say they were kind of cool guys. It was
they
like,
sound very cool.
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, a couple of jokes. Put me in the, you know, the freezer, the walk-in freezer.
The cooler.
Yeah. That was the only time I had off when I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So today... on
Mates.
We have a real treat. Get it? We always have a treat. Snacks are a treat. Today on Mates, we got yourselves a little prize here, folks. A little prize. An old school prize. I feel this is it fair to call this old school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, folks, this is by the makers. This is by, I'm going to see if they can grab it from that. All right.
Oh, you'll never grab it.
Two clues. No, but I'm going to give a big clue after that one.
Okay.
So the first thing is Nabisco. The second thing is...
Oh, well, that...
Right.
Well, they'll get it.
That's why I said two clues. My second clue.
Right. But the Nabisco is almost irrelevant. Right? Because...
Don't say that to somebody who works for Nabisco.
I have said it to people who've worked for Nabisco.
See, that's the thing. You're tough. You're tough.
You have to be in this game.
Yeah, you got to be in the snack game.
If you're going to play it straight, you got to speak truth to power.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was
right.
at Nabisco, I said, guys, the Nabisco doesn't even come into it. Mm. I understand you got to put your
guys slinging hard hats.
Yep.
Hey, Mary. Hey,
Roger, listen to me.
My granddad worked for Nabisco.
I know, Gary. I know, Roger. But this is such a...
What kind of shit is this?
Hey, guys, let's keep it above
listen
board.
Listen to him. Yeah, he's right. Go on, Michael.
Look, Nabisco is a proud company.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Rumble.
And you make a lot of terrific products.
That's right, we do.
But nobody's buying these because they're Nabisco. People are buying these because they're a classic snack. I'm glad you make them. But that's not the first thing people are thinking of when they're thinking of Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps!
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Today, Nabisco Ginger Snaps, made with real ginger and molasses.
Because they're not going, listen, guys, we can save a couple of, pesos.
I was going to say shekels.
Shekels and pesos. We can save some shekels and pesos if we don't use real ginger and not use real molasses.
That's not how we do things.
Yeah, but we could save a couple
of... No. That's not how we do things here at Nabisco.
Don't you want some pesos in your coffers with shekels?
All right, yeah.
What?
No, I mean no.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no. Yeah, it was a test. I double tested you. Okay, it comes in a nice, vibrant yellow big box.
Did you call it yellow?
Well, that's yellow.
Yeah, you're right. It's yellow.
It comes in
a yellow box, but
it's
there's a lot
orange
of...
orange stripes on it.
Yeah.
And it says Ginger Snaps.
So maybe when I said Nabisco understands that they're not selling Nabisco here, they heeded my advice because the words Ginger Snaps are enormous.
Ginger
on the box.
Snaps, a good 2 inches there. Ginger, kind of a ginger color. And Snaps, kind of a cream color. And then a swirly motif of orange and yellow all around it with pictures of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Ginger Snaps on the cover. Nabisco just quietly taking a back seat with its triangle logo in the corner.
Now,
you all right?
For those of you, I had a brief yawn. For those of you who are familiar with Nabisco products and you just happen to look at this box quickly, you might mistake the picture of the ginger snap for a Nilla wafer. Mm. And I wonder if that's why they sort of forefronted ginger snap so much and sort of backgrounded the pictures of the cookies.
Ginger snaps ain't no Nilla wafer, for example.
Would have been great if they had said that.
Yeah. But then does the Nabisco make the Nilla wafer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So they don't want to go, ain't no Nilla wafer, because it's just...
Right,
because
then it sounds like they're putting down their own product.
Competition. Well, it's hard to open. I got to spend some more time on the drums.
Now, I think about ginger snaps. Oh, you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Tom just took a whiff. Oh, that smells nice.
Yeah. You know what does that for you? The real ginger.
I smell more molasses than ginger, I have to say.
You're right. Fuck, you're good at the snack game. My mouth is watering.
Now, when I think of a ginger snap, I generally think of a homemade cookie.
Yeah.
It's not a cookie that I feel like I ever would purchase in pre-made form.
I feel like I've had these in my ute, and I want to say that they have changed design. I feel like they were a little fuller. When I say fuller, I mean slightly more rounder or oval, and that they didn't have these demarcations on top.
It's an interesting design.
The fact is, I think they used to look more like what they have on the cover. And some lazy motherfucker said, we're not going to change the cover. That's too much. The artwork is great. Look at the difference between what you actually get and what is on the cover.
Right. So on the cover, what you're seeing is what looks to be a homemade ginger snap with a lot of sort of texture, ridges, valleys, bumps. It looks like a cooked cookie.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually look at the real ginger snap, what you see is what is just a flat disc of
is a great description.
Of some sort of cookie paste flattened, and then it looks like they took some sort of texturizer and pressed into the top of the cookie so that it looks really like a brain more than anything else.
That's a great description. This, the cover, which is what I have the memory of from my ute, looks like you said, a home product, and what you actually get out of the box looks factory made.
And not even good factory made, but
no.
it really poor... design, poor aesthetics on the ginger snap.
Yeah, so a cookie that, so yeah, it looks like there's tiny pieces of cat thread on top of it. Is that a fair description, Michael?
Having no idea what cat thread is, I would say that's a perfect description of it.
Yeah, I think it's a thin disc topped with cat thread. And cat thread sort of indentations on top of it that make it look, as you put it, well described, a part of a brain. It's interesting that they've gone away, and I can only think that maybe that's because they save money.
Some pesos, some shekels.
And some shekels, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe there's a new guy in there just like, you got to shake it up.
Maybe, but the process.
This ain't your grandma's. I'm happy to have my grandma's ginger snap.
Yeah, that's what you want. When you got a ginger snap cookie, what you're specifically looking for is your grandma's ginger snap.
Yeah.
You're not looking for a newfangled ginger snap.
I'm not looking for LeBron's ginger snap.
You don't want it. You don't want to say, we've totally reinvented the ginger snap. You don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Some cookie products, you know, you tell me we've reinvented the snickerdoodle. I'm like, all right.
Show me what you got.
Show me what you got. I'm at least curious.
Yeah.
You tell me you've reinvented the ginger snap.
I say, oh. That's my response. Maybe. But so, listen, this is the thing. At the snack game, sometimes you get a strike. Doesn't mean you're not at the plate still. You're still at the plate.
Yeah, you still got a couple strikes to play with.
Sure. And, you know, Michael, we always say this. It comes down to the end game. What's the end game?
Taste. All right, I'm gonna bite into a ginger snap. Now, what I'm looking for from a ginger snap, before I even bite into it, is first of all, it's got to snap.
It has to. There's no joke there. Don't call your product ginger snap if it can't.
I've got to taste the ginger, but I can't taste too much ginger, and I can't. And I got to taste the molasses. If you're promising molasses, I got to taste that, but not too much molasses. The tricky thing about the ginger snap is you've got to find the perfect balance between the yin and the yang.
You have to remember it's a cookie.
Right.
If there's too much ginger, suddenly somebody's up to no good. If there's too much molasses, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe some kind of schoolyard prank.
All right.
This is a cookie. He's going in. Well, I definitely snap, folks. I got to tell you, that was a satisfying snap. The auditory of that snap was very beneficial. I enjoyed that very much. Now he's taking a full bite. He's staring at it.
All right.
He's definitely got something.
First of all, I think it was an oversnap.
Interesting.
I think it was a long snap that went right over the kicker.
Holy cats. Folks, this is just like Peyton in the first play of the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was the first play. It was early on in the Super Bowl. And the snap goes over his head. And suddenly the Seahawks go, we got this.
Right.
We got this shit.
That's what I was going to say.
They're snapping the ball right over his head. We got this shit.
That was the exact example I was going to use.
You think that bite was an oversnap?
Oversnap.
Interesting.
All right.
Boy, you know, you can see back at the control room, the guy's all high-fiving after the snap, and then, like, Neil Armstrong takes one step and falls onto the face of the – they didn't see that coming.
No.
They're just sitting there snapping themselves in the forehead going, I did not see that coming.
Look, yeah. Is there a snap? Yeah, there's a snap. Is it too much snap? For me,
jeez.
Yeah. For me, there's too much snap. Now, did I taste ginger? Yes, I did. Did I taste molasses? Yes, I did.
Mm.
Was it a good balance? You know what, Nabisco? It was.
Mm.
Did I like it? Not that much.
Oh.
I don't really like ginger snaps.
Oh. Interesting. And yet we can see that as a professional, you can see that they have delivered on what they said the product would be.
I will concede that they definitely found, I think, just about the right balance of ginger and molasses. But I think the texture of the cookie is bad. Mm-hmm. I think there's too much snap, too much crunch. And that the whole thing tastes a little bit like I fell into a waste pit.
So that's not going to lead on their ads.
No.
Ginger snap makes you feel like you fell into a waste pit.
How are you feeling about it?
I gotta say there's a little – I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, but there's a little too much snap.
Much snap.
Yeah, I had to work too hard. I feel like there's too much snap. But I like ginger snaps, and this is I feel like this is a very good cookie.
All right, but compare it to a homemade ginger snap.
Okay, no comparison.
Right, that's the thing.
You know, I'm still bothered by this. I feel like...
If you're going to...
I wish I knew, but I feel like they changed their design, and they're suffering from it. I really do.
I'm sure that's correct.
I feel like, I mean, this just looks factory made, and this is for kids. They're going to break kids' teeth off in this thing. I'm going to try one more because maybe I got that wrong.
Oversnap. The problem is,
Watch this.
Oh, yeah, you can dunk. He's dunking in his tea. Now you can no longer say that you're raw dogging the tea. You can no longer say you're purely raw dogging the tea because now it's got ginger in it.
Nobody said I was purely raw dogging it.
Earlier in the podcast, you said we were raw dogging it.
I didn't say I was purely raw dogging it, though.
Raw dogging implies it implies purely.
Now I'm raw dogging it, but not purely.
If you're going to do a cookie, if you're going to put a cookie in a box and seal that box with glue and put it in the plastic
bag.
When
he says a cookie, he means many cookies. He doesn't mean putting just one cookie in a box.
That's right. But I mean a category of cookie. In this case, the ginger snap. If you're going to do that, a classic cookie, a cookie that people associate with warm hearths on a cool autumn day. As Santa Claus's bells are ringing in the distance.
Yeah,
we're moving into winter because no longer
the leaves
autumn.
Have changed and, you know, there's a briskness in the air.
If you're going to do that, if you're going to box a cookie that people have
and when
such,
he says that cookie, he means a bunch of cookies.
Thank you. I should have clarified. When you're going to box a cookie.
He means a bunch of cookies, not just one cookie.
That people have such a strong association with, you better do a pretty good job with it. Now, when you say there's no comparison between the box cookie and a homemade cookie, I agree with you. And therefore, to me, they've fallen down on the job. If you can't do it right, don't do it at all. To me, they're not doing it right.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying they're not doing it right.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm thinking back. That is what I'm saying.
Okay, well.
Don't do it. Stick with the Oreo. There's no homemade Oreo. You know?
Right.
Mom's not waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to bake my kids some Oreos today.
Well, I wish she would.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Can you imagine a homemade Oreo?
I bet you wouldn't like the homemade Oreo as much as you'd like.
Interesting. The real packaged
Oreo? The real
deal,
because that's what you get used to. You got to invent cookies, Nabisco. You can't reinterpret. Because when you reinterpret the homemade, you're just going to come up short every single time.
Or do us a favor. Get a homemade division over there at Nabisco. Have someone make ginger snaps, package them up like people do, outrageous prices, put them in the cellophane.
Yeah.
Tie them up with like one of those twisty ties.
Or a little ribbon.
Yeah, a little ribbon on the thing. Put 15 in a pack. You know, homemade ginger snaps. Right. Those will sell.
Of course those will sell. Those will be delicious.
But I think they're looking at us going, you twats.
Right.
We sell, and they're telling us X amount of ginger snaps.
Right.
And they're raising their fingers. And so fuck you, mates.
Right.
We sell these just fine. We don't need your endorsement. Guess what you do, Nabisco? You know why? People who are serious about snacking listen to this podcast.
Our job is not an economic job.
No. Although we make a shitload of money. I mean, we can get two pool tables today with
$1,000 in my pocket.
Just sitting there. And that's one pocket. Who knows what you got in the other pocket? Syringes.
I got a fish.
A fish and some syringes.
It's an old goldfish, a dead goldfish.
How do you pronounce syringes?
Is that really how you pronounce it?
How do you pronounce it?
Syringes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, when I said it.
Yeah. You thought you were pronouncing it correctly.
I did. I thought, this is exactly right. And then when it came out of my mouth, I it doesn't sound right. And you corrected me. Thanks again for that.
Our job
here
is not to maximize your bottom line. Our job is to maximize the enjoyment of your snacks.
Yeah.
We're in the business of helping viewers. We'll put that one to bed.
Put that one to bed.
Helping viewers make informed snack decisions in good conscience. I don't care how many billions or trillions of dollars you make on these ginger snaps. And I'm sure it's billions and or trillions.
You want to talk about a war? We're at war with those people that think they can just package something and send it out there without having quality to stand on. We're at war with those people.
That's right.
And you know who's on our side? Look behind me. You see that? That's the mateys. That's the mate force, all right? You want to fight us? We're the small can-do group that won the Battle of Britain.
We're the tip of the spear, Nabisco.
Never in the field of conflict has so much been owed by so many to so few. That's us, the mates. Taking on you conglomerates. There, I said it. They're conglomerates, Michael. They don't care about the bottom line, but you know what?
No, they do care about the bottom line.
No, they care about the money, right? Is that the bottom line?
That's the bottom line.
Well, we care about, what do we care about?
We care, a different bottom line.
Okay. Our bottom line is quality.
That's right.
Right, right.
And respect for women.
No, respect for women, because that's kind of who we are.
Well,
it's not what we do.
No.
But it's who we are.
What we do is rate snacks.
Right, but what we are.
What we're about,
respect for women.
Ginger snaps. Ah, ginger snaps.
Let me just, before you jump into that. I like the ginger. I'm going to give them that. I like the ginger molasses combo that they have come up with. You likened it to a waste pit?
That might have been a bit strong on my part.
But I liken it to a friendly touch football game on an autumn day.
Okay, so I can tell already our ratings might diverge a little bit.
I have a feeling that's going to happen.
Nabisco. I like Tom's idea. Creating a small batch division.
Mm-hmm.
A kind of boutique-y,
yeah,
high-end division where maybe you're not making quite as much money. Maybe you're not wringing quite so much blood from the stone.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is informing a kind of civic pride in your organization. You're saying if we can't do ginger snaps perfectly the way we're doing them, we're going to do ginger snaps in a way that makes us proud.
You've got a lot of room over there at the factory. You have an opportunity to come to the people with this division.
Take a corner. Take a corner of the factory. Get some fucking grandmas in there.
Yeah.
You know, get some old fucking dried up grandmas who...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know,
no, I'm with you.
Who, you know, maybe they're barely surviving on the, yeah, Social Security.
Exactly right.
You know, you throw a couple nickels their way.
1 foot of death's door.
You're right.
Yeah.
You say, hey, you know, make us some of your ginger snaps. We'll bring a dog in once a month for you to pet.
Yeah.
You know, just make us...
Get a dog in there to pet for the grandmas.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, there's your workforce, all right? You bring them to... the main town fair on the Sunday. You open up a booth.
You set up a card table.
Yeah.
This is going to cost you almost nothing, Nabisco.
You put your homemade, home wrap packages of Nabisco ginger snaps.
Yeah, you get these dried old bitches out there selling it.
You get them all behind the thing saying, oh, hi, come on, who wants a ginger snap? Folks, suddenly everyone's going to look at Nabisco in a different light. That's not true. But they are going to have a division that they embrace.
Nabisco Small Batch. You can even call it that.
Nabisco Small Batch. Thanks for nothing, right? That's us doing your work for you.
You don't give them benefits. They're already on Medicare, yeah, right? You throw them a couple nickels. You get a dog in there once a month. They've never been happier.
Listen, folks, you get yourself a little Cocker Spaniel in there.
Oh, come on.
Forget, once a month? How hard is that to do? You hire one person to bring in a Cocker Spaniel once a month.
There's organizations that do it for free. They bring it in. Here's a support dog. Here, yeah, you dry old bitch. Pet the dog.
Pet, yeah.
You know? Not near the ovens, not near the cookies. You go over to the break room. You take off the hairnet. You take off the gloves. You better wash up when you're done with that dog.
You better wash up. We're not touching any of the things with those hands, Agnes.
No, but you wash up. You put
fucking wash
back
up.
On.
Put the fucking hairnet back
Agnes,
up.
Agnes, I swear to
back
God.
To Agnes, don't test me. Not today. Not today, Agnes.
The door's right there. I got a line of grandmas down the street.
Don't think for a fucking second, Agnes, that you won't be out on your bony white ass if you test me. Don't test me, Agnes.
That's all you need to do.
It's simple. They love it. Listen, now you've given them something to live for. You've given a dog a happy day. You're making mint, hand over fist money at these fairs.
Yeah. Here's a little plastic bag of ginger snaps, ribbon tied around it, presented to you by these dried up old bitches in Nabisco. You know, it costs you pennies. You charge $3-5 for it, whatever it is. That's pure profit.
You can overprice that sucker. You put 15 things in one bag. You can charge them $15. I'm telling you right now.
And what you do
it's
is
ginger
you get
snaps.
You get a battalion of these dried up old bitches. You send them out all to craft fairs all over the country. Right?
Look at your state. Do a Google search. Fairs in your state. You there's going to be, you put a lorry full of these wizened old deathbed grannies and you send them out to these fairs.
They've never been happier. They're interacting with people. Oh. They're seeing sights. They're seeing towns they've never seen.
Listen, you're going to lose a fair number on the trip alone.
Of course you are, but so what? There's a
line
out
the door. No, this is a home batch. What did you?
Small batch.
Small batch. Yeah, Nabisco small batch. Yeah. I mean, folks, I feel like we got to stop talking, Michael, because I feel like once again, we are coming in, we are washing away the sins of these companies.
Well, we're doing their
undeserving
job for them.
Exactly. That tends to happen a lot. It goes back to the first time we did those pizza pockets or whatever those things were. And we were just like...
the combos?
Yeah. We cleaned that place out.
Yeah.
We told them how to run their thing, and now they're doing well. And do we get any credit for it?
None. So wait, that's not what I'm in it for.
No, I'm in it for... Look, here's what I'm about. Respect for women.
Right.
Here's what I do. I rate snacks. Mm-hmm. If I were really worried about the credit, Mates would not be going into its 217th episode.
That's right.
I mean, we've only aired because, again, quality counts. And the ones that don't make it, we don't air.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have about a 42% success rate. If I was worried about credit, I would not be doing the snack game.
No.
You know what I'm in it for?
The money.
Yeah. You know the other thing is? No. Snacks.
Oh, well, yeah. I said money, I meant snacks.
Yeah. Snacks is the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ratings.
Right.
When I said fall into a waste pit.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're going to back off that? Don't back off that.
I'm gonna walk it back a little bit because it wasn't fair and I got to play the
game
straight.
Can I tell you what I like about you? I can guarantee the viewer, again, when we put that to bed, that you will back off. You know what? Maybe I was a little too harsh on the snack for the waste pit. But these dirty, dried up old bitches, there's not a day in your life you will back away from that comment.
Oh, God, no.
No. That's what I love about you.
But that's who they are.
You see? This is
I say it with respect.
Yeah, right, with respect.
That's what I'm about.
No, I know that's what you're about. But I love the fact that there's certain comments you're like, I'm going to ease off the pedal.
Yeah.
And other things you're like, I'm Leadfoot.
All right, ginger snaps. Waste pit was a bit strong, and I apologize. It doesn't take like it fell into
better,
a waste pit.
You're a better man.
I'm better than that. Strike one was...
Oversnap. No, too much
no,
snap.
No. Strike one is the appearance.
The appearance, of course. Yeah, with the cat thread.
Too much cat thread. Not enough genuine ginger snap texture.
Mm-hmm.
If I had opened the box and taking out these ginger snaps and they had been peaks and valleys like I was looking at a topographical map of the Swiss Alps. I would say, oh, that looks like a delicious
ginger snap. Like it came out of your grandma's oven.
Right. No, don't talk about my grandma's oven. That's not right.
I like your grandma's oven.
And then I would say, I would say to myself, you know what, Mike, I know you don't like ginger snaps that much, but maybe these will be different because they look so good. But this doesn't look appealing at all. It really doesn't look appealing. It looks like a tractor ran over it.
Yeah.
With cat thread.
Mm-hmm. And crushed it into a brain.
Strike two, oversnap.
Oversnap.
Crazy
too much snap.
Here's the perfect amount of snap, ginger snap. This is what you want to go for. You want it to snap on initial impact, and then you want it to immediately slow down, like almost into a softness. It's like you're landing a jet on an aircraft carrier. That's the way the proper snap
nice
should
firm
be.
Land, tick, and then smooth.
And then it smooths right out.
Then you pop out of the thing, you're like, way to go.
Right, way to go.
Rambits.
What was it?
Rambits.
Rambits?
Yeah, Rambits, because the guy is known for having sex with small rams on Rocky Mountains because he's always doing like some kind of crazy adventure, like jumping off cliffs. And while he's up there on the cliffs, he has sex with a ram. Rambits.
Rambits. Way to go, Rambits.
Hey, Rambits, that was a good mission. So shut up, shoal donkey. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like yelling back at the other guy.
So that's the kind of snap.
That guy has sex with donkeys.
Oh, I didn't get that.
In shallow water.
I did not get that.
Shoal donkey.
Shoal donkey. S-H-O-A-L.
S-H-O-A-L, yeah. So one guy, Rambits.
Right.
He's up there on the cliffs.
And shoal donkey.
Doinking the rams. Shoal donkey. He's doing the donkey or vice versa in the shallow water.
I feel like usually their nicknames are just a little bit easier. Joker, Iceman, whatever it is. Shoal donkey.
Rambits.
It's a little bit. It gets lost a little bit in the mouth.
Yeah,
it's hard to.
Yeah.
Setting that aside.
Yeah. Okay, Belgian clusterfuck.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see,
those
guys. That
one actually is my favorite of the three.
Okay.
So that's strike two. You do not strike out with me.
So I made contact?
You made contact. You fouled a couple off.
Nice.
And then you dribbled one up the line.
Dribbled?
Dribbled one up the line.
Okay, couldn't it be sharply hit?
No, it wasn't.
Even for an out?
No. Dribbled
just
up the line.
Did you beat out the throw?
No, he didn't beat out the throw. He got thrown out at first. Catcher picked it up, took the angle, threw it to the first baseman, out at first.
So still kind of embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing.
Well.
You know, he didn't get caught looking. He took a hack, just, you know, got unlucky.
Yeah, but he dribbled it?
Yeah, dribbled it up the line. He was hoping it was going to go foul, too.
Couldn't even have been a Baltimore chopper?
No.
No.
Just dribbled it right up the line.
And it was thrown out at first?
Yeah.
Close play?
No. Why would it be close?
I don't know.
He wasn't even really hustling down the line.
Was he flying down the line?
No. Because what happened is he hit it. It dribbled down at first. He was kind of watching it for a second, saying, "Oh, please go foul."
He didn't go foul.
And then he realized it was a foul. He started to go, but by that time,
you got
to
run out of the box. Derek Jeter runs out of the box.
A lot of guys run in the box. Not enough guys.
You got to run like Jeet.
Jeet, legend.
Yeah.
These junior snaps are not a legend.
No.
Four.
Wow. Jeepers creepers. Second baseman. Holy hand in a handbasket. Well, okay. So look, here's what we got. There's one thing we forgot to add right off the top. For strike one, borderline call on strike one, because I'll give you this. Not borderline call. The appearance is pathetic. Given, and the other thing is this, folks, if what's inside the what is on to cover needs to look like what's inside the box, okay?
Absolutely.
This is just like a simple ABC of the snack game. What I'm going to open up better look like what the product is. Photographed and put on your box.
Incidentally, that's different than a serving suggestion.
Oh, completely. A serving suggestion is just a prod.
It's just,
hey, here's what we suggest.
This is how you could eat it with this,
it's a suggestion.
With this piece of mint.
The very definition of suggestion. Exactly right.
The thing looks like the thing.
Yeah.
You've opened up a package of Lorna Doones. It looks like a fucking Lorna Doone.
It's got to look like a Lorna Doone. Oreos that you mentioned earlier.
Looks like a goddamn Oreo.
Looks like an Oreo. Whereas this thing, I mean, it's blatant. If you look at the cover... I think we should do a little snapshot and fire it out there. These cookies that I pulled out of the box don't look anything. Well, I mean, they're the same sort of size. But apart from that, the color is different. The thickness is different. There's cat thread on the actuals and brain imprints.
Yeah.
This is not the same thing. So that's a massive strike, right? Tempering that... When we first opened the box, a very pleasant, fresh aroma. I like that. No, there's some things that we've smelled and we've just been like, holy hand.
I'm with you.
Toxicity.
It smells fine.
Smell good.
Mm-hmm. Smell fine.
Strike two, over snap. You just got to get that snap. If your name is Ginger Snap, right? I mean, look, if you're a cookie that doesn't hang its hat on the snap, you know, if you're like a wheat thin.
You can take some liberties.
If you're a saltine, those guys, both of those things can snap.
Incidentally,
upon
wheat
command.
Thin has a perfect snap.
Yeah, and saltine cracker, good saltine cracker.
Oh, yeah,
cracker,
good solid snap.
Click, snap, but they don't hang their hat on it.
No.
They could, they don't. These guys are called ginger snaps. You got to get the snap right. Can't be oversnap. I know why it's an oversnap, probably because you're so afraid of getting it wrong. You just got to get it so definitive that there is a snap there. But folks, you got to take some pride. This is what we always tell the people out there. You got to take pride. It's not enough to get it to excess. You have to get it at the right level. Otherwise, people in the snack game are going to out you, which is what's happening right now.
Oh, you're going to get killed on the snap.
But my guy, Michael, you know, and again, this is the thing. I mean, we've corrected the wrong here. We've given an apt alternative to them, and that is small batch.
Yeah.
Nabisco small batch. This is what we'd like to see. And that possibility staring at me in the face denigrates this very cookie that I have right in my hand. At the same time, my guy didn't dribble it. I like the ginger combination. Like I said, a little touch football game on a brisk autumn day. That's a very nice thing. My guy hit a hot shot.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He snapped it. Nice play by the third baseman. Close out at first. He was out.
But it was a good
replay.
Play.
It was a good play. Umpire had to snap the hand, call him out, but it was a good play.
Did he argue it?
He knew he was out.
Okay.
Bang, bang play, Michael.
Right.
Bang, bang down to first. He knew he was out. He didn't argue, but he didn't embarrass himself. A nice hot shot down to third. 5-5.
See you next week.
Hey, man.
Cast.com.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.